Vandy Parks, live from Hold Their Feet to the Fire 2014 on 1260 WRC.
Welcome back, 1221 at WRC, and I'm joined now by Rusty Fleming, director of Drug Wars, the documentary that's been called a modern-day horror film. And I got to tell you something, folks, I watched a little bit of this last night, and I was truly amazed. And, Rusty, it's good to have you here today to talk a little bit about
here,
it.
Good to be here, Andy. Thanks. Yeah.
This is really a learning experience, folks. It's not for the faint of heart, I will tell you that right off the bat. In the film, you see the interworkings of Mexican drug cartels, and the first thing I got to ask you is, how in the world did you get inside to see this stuff?
Well, you know, it's like anything else. You have to be vouched for to get close to these guys. Uh-huh. And I happen to know a young man who, at the time, I didn't know his relationship to these individuals, mm-hmm. but I was doing a story about crystal methamphetamines in Texas, and I quickly realized that the story really wasn't about the drugs, it was about the cartels themselves. And after about 6 months, in mid-2005, I was able to get inside one of these organizations, the Gulf Cartel, uh-huh. and I ran with these guys for a year and a half to make that film. And it was interesting. I mean, it's really what launched my career in producing these kind of films. Yeah. And since then, I've embedded with six other major cartels. And, you know, it's definitely something that I probably wouldn't have done had I knew what I was getting myself into.
That's what I was going to ask you, yeah. Because there had to be times when you and your crew had to be looking at one another and going, what the hell have we gotten into?
It's true. It really is. I mean, we had some difficult moments, particularly there at first. Drug Wars is, the subtitle is Silver or Lead, which mm-hmm. means either receive our money and pay, you know, work for us or we'll kill you.
Right.
And at the time, the drug war that we now have was being fought in Laredo, Texas and Nuevo Laredo, Mexico. And what transpired basically was, I guess it took about two more years after I was producing a show called Gangland for the History Channel mm-hmm. for me to realize what it was that made me, I guess, valuable to these guys. I was sitting across the table from a guy in Juarez, and I told him I was producing a show for Gangland, and he looked at me and he said, Gangland? That's my favorite show, man.
Oh,
I
man,
give my wife
man.
The TiVo that thing.
Wow.
And, you know, the first thought came through my mind is I need to get a new job.
no kidding.
This is not what I thought.
Right.
And secondly, you know, I realized that I was a press agent for these guys.
Exactly. Yeah.
Anything that portrays them to be the ruthless, drug dealing, killing, kidnapping people they are is exactly the image they want portrayed.
Wow.
And
have you taken heat for that angle?
Well, some people might call it glorification, but once you see some of my work, you'll see I don't glorify it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I clearly show the wake of destruction and tragedy that these guys leave behind. And, you know, they live in their world, and that is the world that they want. You know, it's like a Fortune 500 company. They have an image to manage.
Yeah.
And that's exactly why they look at it.
There's some real horror scenes in this movie, and yet it appears to me that the people responsible for the actions are numb to it.
Oh, yeah, they're completely. I mean, most of them, you look at them and you realize they don't even have a soul. They're so desensitized to this.
I mean, burning bodies in steel drums and doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was amazed. I looked at them. I know that my jaw had to be on the floor watching this.
I use a lot of actual footage that we shot and that actually the cartels themselves, you know, these guys put their executions on YouTube. They're not a secret society.
Yeah.
And they're not afraid of that. I never have divulged any of my sources that I've worked with. And,
yeah.
You know, I still maintain relationships with a lot of these guys because I'm still producing mm-hmm. shows for Nat Geo and other networks. And so, you know, the main thing about it is, you know, I look at it like I'm trying to educate the American people as to what these guys really are. The cartels of today are radically different from what they used to be. These guys have a whole new vision for their future. And quite simply, again, I'll put in that business model for you. You know, historically, the Mexican drug cartels have been the owners of the wholesale market of narcotics in the U.S.
Right.
That business was worth about $15 billion a year. Mm-hmm. And that translates into $200 billion a year on the streets here in the U.S. So they want that $200 billion market, which is why they've set up shop in the U.S.
And most Americans don't realize that. I know back here in this area, when we hear the words drug cartels, we're kind of like, yeah, yeah, it's just a bad element of the, you know, some of these people coming over the border. It's not that at all. There's a whole lot more to it.
No, in fact, they're not coming over the border. They're using U.S. citizens to run their organizations.
Yeah. All right, now, you had another movie, Operation Detour. Okay. This was a move to educate people, especially young people, to keep them away from this kind of stuff?
That's exactly right. You know, the Department of Justice has estimated now that the cartels have set up network in 3,300 cities across America. And they are using teenagers here in our country to do their business for them. And they're in a mass recruiting campaign to do that. And they don't want your typical gangbanger, thug kind of kid. They want clean-cut, affluent, intelligent kids to do things like computer work. Mm-hmm. The reason being is they need people to encrypt software programs, hack into governmental databases, money laundering. In fact, I was interviewed for an article in the Times today, and I got to talk about a little of that. And, you know, they're more forward-thinking operations than they used to be, the cartels, that is.
Wow.
You know, they used to be just about money and all about today, and now they're thinking about their future.
All right, so what you're giving them basically is a sort of a scared straight experience without them actually, you know, going one-on-one with the bad guys.
Exactly.
All right, well, that
And Op Detour is a documentary that I made just like I would for History or Discovery Channel.
Right.
And you know, it does that very thing. It educates people.
Last time I saw you, you were working with the Sheriff's Department.
That's correct.
You still doing that?
I do. I do. I'm the public information officer for Hudspeth County down in Texas on the border.
Mm-hmm.
I moved down there about 4 years ago. The Sheriff, Arvin West, is a real good friend of mine.
Right.
And I was moving down there because I was working on three projects at once, and I knew I'd have to be close, so he made me a deal. He said, hey, look, you come up here and do my public information office, and I'll give you an office inside the Sheriff's Department, and you can work out of there.
All right. Very good. Listen, keep up the good work, and I know you scratch your head sometimes back when you look back toward Washington and see what's going on here when it comes to immigration reform.
Hey, if folks want to get Drug Wars, they go to drugwarsthemovie.com, and Op Detour is at operationdetour.com.
Fantastic.
They can pick up the film there.
All right, very good. Great.
Thanks,
you, Rusty.
Thanks,
good to
Andy.
See you. Rusty Fleming, he is the director of Drug Wars, the documentary. And I got to tell you, folks, be prepared. You're going to see things you're not going to believe. All right, I'll be back in just a few minutes with sports. Mike Harris will join me right here.
Parks live from Capitol Hill on 1260 WRC coming up.